Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, fathers, we go into your word this morning. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with us and the Lord Jesus Christ to give us the knowledge and the understanding of your word, Father, that we all need so that we can be better equipped, not only for ourselves, but better equipped to go out, Father, and help others that are walking in darkness. Now, Father, be with us. You have to study. And I'm asking all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pardon me. Yes. Well, we're going to be in the third chapter, the book of 1 Kings. Pardon me. As we are back in the Old Testament, we finished going to the four Gospels, the New Testament, and the book of Revelation. And now we're back into the Old Testament. And we had started through it, and we've got to this as we continue on here. May the Lord be with us. Now, verse 1. When Solomon made the finity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house in the house of the Lord in the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places because there There's no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. Now, as we look there, the marrying of a princess of one royal house to someone in a foreign royal family customarily sealed a political allegiance in the ancient Near East. However, the giving of Pharaoh's daughter to a foreign king is virtually without precedent. The fact that the king of Egypt did so testify to his respect for Solomon. He gave her in respect to Solomon. Now, 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. 4. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. Now, as we look there, you know, the high places were open air sanctuaries found on hilltops or in special sacred enclosures. The basic problem with the high places was that they too easily became spots for the religious practice of Canaan to creep into Israel's worship experience. And the tabernacle was in Gibeon. The ark, however, had been taken to Jerusalem. Now, they moved the ark and all. As we go on with 5, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. 6. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked for thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. 7. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to out come in. Now, as we look at 7, Solomon's humble remark that he was but a little child is to be understood as a statement of his inexperience. He had already sired a son. 8. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. 9. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may deserve between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, not so great a people, when the speech pleased the Lord? But Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern 12. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Now, as we look at verse 12 there, wisdom and justice were highly esteemed qualities for a good king in the ancient Near East. A distinguishing mark of the Messianic king. Solomon's wisdom will be tested immediately. It will be demonstrated often. Now, but he has asked for it, and it's been given to him. 13. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. He's giving riches, honor. We know that he gave him respect even from foreign kings. Now, 14. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. You see, when we really walk in closeness, in righteousness, with the Lord God, just as he's told Solomon here, he would lengthen his days. He could also lengthen your days. Because, especially in our time right now, the harvest is really ripe and ready to be gathered in for the Lord. But we have very few to do the work that needs to be done in order to bring that harvest in. We've got a lot of them out there that are teaching the wrong things. But those that need to be teaching the right things to bring the harvest in to Almighty God, there's not that many. And we need them. And the Lord knows this. And the Lord will help us if we will walk upright in his ways. 15. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt and offered peace offerings, and made a feast of all his servants. 16. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. 17. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. 18. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. When we were together, there was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. 19. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. In which she had gotten on it. Now, when she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while thy handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. Now she's figuring on passing off her dead child as this woman's. 21. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. For when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. Now, 22. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, The one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. 25. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. This is his wisdom. Solomon had been given wisdom by God. He knew what he was doing. But you would think this would be harsh. He's going, him being willing to divide this child. 26. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. She was willing to give it up so it could live rather than to have it killed. 28. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, and they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 3. We're going to pick up a few verses here in chapter 4. We'll not get all the way through 4, but we're going to pick up a few verses here. And in verse 1, So King Solomon was king over all Israel. And these were the princes, which he said, and these were all the son of Zodok the priest, Zodok, three, pronounce that, Elihorepeh, and Ahiah, the sons of Sheish, scribes, Jehoshaphat, the son of Elud, the recorder, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the host, and Zadok and Abathar were the priests, and Azariah, the son of Nathaniel, was over the officers, and Zubad, the son of Nathaniel, was principal officer and the king's friend. Six, and Issachar was over the household, and Adoniram, the son of Abda, was over the tribute. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided virtue for the king and his household each man his month in a year made provision. Eight, and these are their names, the sons of Har in Mount Ephraim, the sons of Dekar in Marks Kithing, and in Shebin, in Beth-Shemesh, and Elohabeth-Hannah, the son of Ishad, and Aryubal. To him pertained Sokal and all the land of Hephzibah, the son of Abinadab, in all the region of Dor, which had Tophah, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Naan, the son of Elud, to him pertaineth Taniah and Megiddo, and all Bashin, which is by the Tarl beneath Jezreel, from Bishi to Abel Meholah, even unto the place that is beyond to open. Now, we go on now down through, and I'm not going to read all of these, because from there on through 20, it is all just different names, and most of them the same that we've been going over. So let's come on down to 21. Because these names for this country, boy, is just too hard. Now, 21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river unto the land of the Philistines, and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 60 measures of meal. 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures and 100 sheep beside heart and roebuck and fellow deer and fatted fowl, for he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river from Kephish even to Zoph, over all the kings on this side of the river, and he had peace on all sides round about him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Solomon had 40,000 stalwarts of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. This all belongs to this one man. 27. And those officers provided virtue for King Solomon and for all that came unto King Solomon's table, every man in his month. They lacked nothing. 28. Barley also and straw for the horses and the dromedaries brought they unto the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge. All right. I think we will actually get finished with 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seaside. 30. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Charpal, and Dara, the sons of Mahara, and his fame was in all nations around about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. His life had to be really something else, and it had to be a life like no other man would ever live. We know that his wisdom was never to be matched. His judgment was never to be matched. And all these things that he owned, when we stop and think about it, we don't find anyone else so far written in this Bible that had all of this and had the respect in all of the foreign kings and everything that he had. We have now come to the end of chapter 4. And God willing, we'll be getting in to chapter 5 this evening. Chapter 5 is short, so we will probably go into chapter 6. 6 is pretty lengthy, but we may get both of them. We don't know. We'll see what God has for us, what he does with us. All right. But I pray that you have gotten something from the study this morning. I know there's a lot of names, a lot of them hard to pronounce, even the ones that we can. Now, because they're not spelt like we spell. Now, most gracious Heavenly Father, as we close your word, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. It gives us the guidance. It gives us understanding and helps us through all of this, Father. It helps us with the word and all. Because, Father, I am not a well-educated man, but shall know. But with help of the Holy Spirit, we can get all things accomplished. Be with us now, Father, as we separate for this day. Keep us all in health, Father. And keep us all safe. And guide us and bring us back this evening. Back together, Father, in your word. At 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We love you, Father. We love the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, for all that you do for us, and for everything that Jesus has done and is doing for us, and the Holy Spirit, as he guides and teaches us. Father, this is my prayer, Father, giving you praise, giving you honor in all of our love. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Have a great one.